We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Yud Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says now he's going to summarize what he's been saying in this paragraph. He's going to summarize it and show how it's found in a pasuk. V'zehu shivtei ko edus liYisrael lahoidos Lashem. Rav Nosson Zal says lahoidos. Daiko. The word lahoidos means to praise Hashem, b'chinas tehillim. That refers to tehillim, which is a perfect example, shehu b'chinas hoidos v'halel Hashem yisborach. That's a composite of tremendous praise to Hashem. Ki shifteiko heim b'chinas tehillim. Shekol zehu b'chinas rosh chodesh gal. Because as we learned just before, the shvotim correspond to the concept of Tehillim, because they correspond to the concept of Rosh Chodesh. 12 Shvotim, like 12 Rosh Chodeshim, and Rosh Chodesh, we said, was the Yisoid of Tshuva, the Shoresh HaTshuva, and Tshuva is Tehillim. Tshuva is making from Torah Tefillah. Ve'ikar zeh hatikin shel Rosh Chodesh, b'chinas Tehillim, b'chinas Oseh, shiftei ko, nase b'Rosh Hashanah, shenikba b'Rosh Chodesh k'nal. And as we learned earlier, the main tikkun of Rosh Chodesh, which is tshuva, which is tehillim, which is the concept of the 49 letters of the shvotim, the names of the shvotim, which correspond to the 49 gates of tshuva, the most important Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah, which is established on Rosh Chodesh. Vezehu shemas mechshom, and this is why the pasuk says right over there, ki shomo yoshvu kisois lemishpot. Because that's when the throne of judgment is established. Hainu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. That's the concept of Rosh Hashanah. She'oz yoishvim kisois lemishpot. That's when the throne of judgment is active. Ki hu yoim mishpot v'din. Shono tzrichim lasik b'tikin zeh. Lo'oirer shmois shiftei ko al yidei tehillim. Kidei liskois l'tshuva shesharosh Rosh Chodesh kanal. Because Rosh Hashanah is the yoim ha-mishpot, yoim adin, when we need to be involved in this tikkun of arousing, waking up, in other words, turning on, activating the names of the shvatim, which represent those 49 gates of tshuva through Tehillim, so that we should be zeicha to real tshuva, which is especially on Rosh Chodesh. Vezehu kisois lemishpat, kisois lebeis David. This is why the pasuk also associates the kisois lemishpot with the kisois lebeis David. Ki ikar hatikin shel Rosh Hashanah shubchinas kisois lemishpot nestaken al yedei bchinas malchus David. Because the main tikkun of Rosh Hashanah, which is the tikkun of the kisei mishpot, is established through the malchus of David HaMelech. You'll note on Rosh Hashanah we're emphasizing HaMelech HaKodosh, HaMelech HaMishpot, Meloich Al Kol Olam Kulei Bechvaydecha, Bechinas Kisois Lebeis David, Hainu Al Yedei Tehillim, Shu Bechinas Malchus David, Kanisker Leel. Again, showing the kesher between Tehillim, which is the magnum opus of David HaMelech, and that this is the main tikkun that's needed on Rosh Chodesh, and especially on the Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah. As we mentioned earlier, this is why it's brought that some people have the custom on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to recite the Sefer Tehillim, the entire Tehillim, once each day. There's 150 chapters corresponding to the word kaper. The word kaper means to forgive. That this is a tremendous help in a Yid being zeicha to achieve the kapora, the zman kapora l'chol teldoisam of the Rosh Chodesh. I once heard also from my father-in-law, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Bracha, he mentioned that one of the Meforshim says on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, al tistakel bekankan, elo b'ma sheyesh boy. The literal translation of that is, don't look at a vessel, but rather look at what's inside of it. Sometimes you could have something very, very special that's in a vessel that's very plain. They have that famous story in the Gemara where one of the, a princess once challenged one of the rabbis who was very far from handsome. I believe it was Rabbi Shuban Hananya. And she made a very disparaging comment, you know, about his looks. And so he said to her, you know, she was saying, how could it be that you're such a great rabbi and you look so ugly? And he said to her, if you'll follow my instructions, you'll be able to see, you'll be able to understand why. And he told her to go to her father's wine cellar, the king's wine cellar, where he had all the most expensive wines of the country, and to take the wine, all of these expensive wines. It's improper that they should be in those ugly looking flasks, you know, those barrels, plain wooden barrels. Put them in gold and, you know, in gold vessels, you know, to show the proper respect for this, you know, these fragrant and extraordinary wines. She thought it sounded interesting, so sure enough, she went and gave instructions to transfer all the wine into gold vessels. Naturally, it ended up all spoiling, and when King asked her, you know, when the king asked who did this and found that she did, she asked why. She said, I thought it was the right thing to do, you know, to all these. And he explained to her that certain very, very expensive things need to be in very simple vessels, you know, in order to preserve them. So she went back to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, and she got the message, but she said to him, but still, you know, aren't there certain rabbis who are handsome and also very learned? His response was that they would be even more learned, they would be even better if they were less handsome. But getting back to our interpretation, that's the pshat. A different take on this mission is, Al tistakel bekankan, kankan is kufnun, kufnun. We said that there are 150 chapters in Tehillim. The 150 times 2 is kankan. So don't look at kankan, ela b'ma sheyesh boy. That you should know, don't look at it as being something simple or lowly, just reading Tehillim, because yesh is in it. Yesh refers to the 310 worlds. There's a Gemara that says that Hashem has reserved 310 worlds for his closest tzaddikim. So the Mishnah says that don't take this kankan lightly, ela b'ma sheyesh boy. A person who's zoche to say this Sefer Tehillim twice is zoche to this yesh, these 310 worlds. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein be'emez oz b'rosh Hashanah, v'aseres yimei tshuva, oiskin kol Yisrael b'amiras Tehillim. And this is why you'll understand why the reality is that on these days, throughout aseres yimei tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, even those Jews who don't say Tehillim often throughout the year, but on these days they make a point of saying Tehillim or saying more Tehillim than they usually would. Ki ikar hatikin shel Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva, shehu lahokimes hatfila, shehi b'chinas malchus, v'lizkos l'tshuva, because the main tikkun of Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of tshuva, which is to establish the tefillah, which is malchus, and to be zeichet to true tshuva, we're zeichet to that through Tehillim. Shehu b'chinas hispoidedus. V'la'asais mi'atoris tefillahis kanal. We know that Tehillim is an example of hispoidedus. It's the hispoidedus of Dovr HaMelech. And it's also an example of making from Torah tefillah. U'kemavur sham b'mkoymoy, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the chapter of Likut Imran that we're dealing with, chapter 73 in Likut Imran at the end. Shebishvil ze oiskin kol Yisrael b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim b'amiras Tehillim. This is why all Yidden are involved on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva in saying Tehillim, ki Tehillim mesugol l'tshuva. Because Tehillim is very helpful in being zeichet to do tshuva. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, chapter 73, Hainu Kanal, as we've discussed. Important for the Breslovers to take note of what we're learning now, because Rav Nosson Zal is saying this very strongly, you know, that whenever a person has time on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, one of the most important and one of the best things they'd want to be doing would be Tehillim, saying Tehillim, and or having Hispoidedus with the focus on this making from Torah Tefillah, that kind of Hispoidedus. Paragraph Yud Dalet. V'ze b'chinas Yom HaKippurim, she'oz nichnas ha'kohen gadol lefnai v'lefnim. Now we could understand the essence of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day where the Kohen Gadol would enter the Holy of Holies, in which you had the Oroin and the Luchos, which are the essence of the Torah. That's the Torah. That summarizes, that represents the entire Torah. v'shom ikara mekoyim aliyas hatfila kiyadua. And we know that in the Beis Hamikdash, especially in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the main place from which all tefillos of Klal Yisrael go up to Hashem, as is known. Shekol hatfilois oilin derech Eretz Yisrael, v'Yerushalayim, u'Beis Hamikdash, and v'chulu, and the Kodesh Kadoshim. We know that all tefillos of the entire world, before they go up to heaven, they head towards Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, ad sheboim lebeis Kodesh Kadoshim, until they actually go via the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies, l'nekudas ho'evin shesia, to the place of the rock, which from which Hashem founded the entire world. It's via there that all the tefillos go up to heaven. As the Pasuk says, which the Gemara quotes and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, v'hispalalu eilecho derech artzam, they will daven to Hashem via their land, u'babayis asher bonisi l'shimcha, and the house that I built for your honor, Hashem. As the Pasuk says, ki beisi beis tefilo yikori l'cholamim. So we see that the Beis Hamikdash has a very important role to play regarding the tefilos of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikar nekudas kedushas ha-Beis Hamikdash u'bemkoyim ha'oroin v'holuchais sha'omdu al nekudas even shesia. And the most important, most central focal point of the holiness of the Beis Hamikdash is the place of the Oroin, the Luchais, which were on the Evan Shesia, Sheshom Mekudosh Menakoil. That's the holiest place in the entire world. Nimtza, Sheikar Tachlis Kedusha Hoelyoina, Husham Bimkoim Horoin, Hainu Kanal. So we see that we're being taught in Yiddishkeit that the holiest place in the world, the epitome of Kedusha, is that place where the Oron Kodesh is, where the Torah is. Sheikar Shlemus Hagdushahu Kishenechlolin Toiro Utfilo Yachad. Because as we showed before, the perfection of Kedusha and the completion of Kedusha is when Torah and Tfilah are united. So this place to which all the Tfilahs of the entire world are flowing, Teretz Yisrael, Tirushalayim, to the Harabais, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kodshe HaKadoshim, which has the essence of Torah there, that unique combination of Torah and Tefillah is what makes it the holiest place of the world, the top of the top. And each and every single Jew can taste that, can experience that incredible holiness when he's zoche to participate in this process of making from Torah Tefillah. V'ze b'chinas nekudas kodshei kodoshim sheshom ikar shleimus hatfil of haliyosa. This is the concept of the most focal point, the Holy of Holies, where there is the greatest degree of perfection of tefillah, and where all the tefillahs go up to Hashem from there. V'shom daiko ha'oroin v'alucha is shem klal ha'toirah. And that's the place where the Torah, the composite of the Torah, the luchais and the oron are there, to teach us, sheikar shleimus hatfila, shleimus hakedusha, hu kishoisin mehatoira tfila, v'koilalin toiru tfila yachad kanal. That the main perfection of tfila and the main perfection of holiness is when we're zecha to use toira for tfila, and we're zecha to merge these two together, to blend these two together. V'yalkein shom b'mkoyim ha'oroin, shom hu tachlis ha'yichud k'yadua. And this is why in that place where the Oron was, that's where the greatest unification of Hashem and the Shechinah took place. Ki shom nisyachadim b'yichud sholem toiru tefila kanal, that's where Torah and tefila become one, are unified. V'yalkein l'shom nichnas ha'koyen ha'godol b'yoyim ha'kipurim, umamshech mishom ze hasechel ho'elyoin lasas mi'atoyra tefila. And this is why the Kohen Godel, Anyam, the holiest person in many ways, b'yoyim ha'kipurim, on the holiest day, would go into there and draw from there those moichin, the high-level sechel that's needed, as we learned earlier, in order to be able to make from Torah Tefila. We had mentioned before from the Arizal that in order to bring about that Yichud, you have to draw Moichin from a very, very high place, from Atik. That's what the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for. The Kodesh HaKadoshim represents the Keser, because the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Kalim, that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. Eretz Yisrael is number 1, Yerushalayim is number 2, until you get to level number 10, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That corresponds to the Keser, the Atik, where you're able to draw these high-level Moichin, which when you receive those Moichin, that's what allows you to connect to the connection between the 13 Midos Shel Rachmim and the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nedreshes Bohem, and be able to make from Torah Tefillah. Shai Dezeh Ikar HaTshuva VeIkar HaSlicho Mechila. That's how we bring about the main tshuva and the main forgiveness from Hashem. The Pasuk says, Ki Vayoyim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem Letaher eschem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titoru. That on this day of Yom Kippur, Hashem will forgive us from all of our sins, and before Hashem we will be purified. It's brought that the word titoru is bigematria keser, exactly, showing that the purification on Yom Kippur is coming from that highest place, that highest light. V'alkein oz b'yom ha-kippurim nitnu luchos v'achronos. And that's why it's on Yom Kippur that the final version of the Luchos, of the Torah, the second Luchos, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Klal Yisrael. V'oz nisratz Hashem Yisborach l'Moshe. That's when Hashem was completely appeased by Moshe Rabbeinu. His anger was eliminated completely. V'omar lois solachti kidvorecho. And Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I forgive them as you have requested, as you have been mispalel. Sheneskabla tfilosoi. That's the day on which the greatest tfila of all was accepted, the tfila to forgive the Jews for the Egel Azov. Ki oz nichlal v'neschaber v'nesyachad ha-toyrah v'atfila yachad. Because that's the day when Torah and tfila become one. That's the day when the luchos were given. That's when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kadosh Mufnai Afnim, where the Torah was. And that's the shleimus ha-tfila. That's the one day of the year, Yom Kippur, when we daven five tfilos. We learned about this in earlier chapters in the Kutei Halachos, that five is Shleimus HaMalchus, the letter Hey. We have that extra tefillah, Ne'ilah, which you have only one day a year on Yom Kippur, when you have the full spectrum of tefillah. Ki oz nichlal v'nitzchaper 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 v'tefillah yachad, ki zeichin lahamshich hatikun lasis mehatoris tefillahis. We're zeichin to draw this tikun, to make from Torah tefillah, shayidezeh nistakein hakoil. Through that, everything gets its tikkun.